Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Tes, and we've been discussing now the halachas of Mekalkel. So we mentioned this idea that there's one of the klalim of Nachas Machshavos which affects the Lamed Hes Melachos is the concept of Mekalkel. Something which is parav, it's neutral, it's neither positive nor negative. What halacha does it have? In other words, is the point over here that Melachos have to be something which is Mitaken, it's creating something constructive and positive, and if not, it's not kosher enough to be considered Chilul Shabbos, or is it the other way around, that malachos which are negative and destructive are not Chayav and Shabbos, something which is neutral would be Chayav and Shabbos. So there's a Tosis in Shabbos and Nafkuf of a Manalev, which seems to indicate that something which is neutral has the halachic status of a mekalkel. In other words, Tosfos is saying the point is not that mekalkel is putter, it's that rather that mesakein is chayiv. And there was something which is not a mesakein, it's not creating any constructive result, even though it's not generating any negative results, that's not going to be chayiv on Shabbos, that's going to be putter on Shabbos, because the malacha requires that it should be something which is a positive result. Now that's what the Tosis in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Vavim and Aleph. There are some Achronim which suggest that maybe we can differentiate in the Tosis itself, we can differentiate between different types of malachas. Some acts are in general are a destructive act. The act of Kareya, of tearing a bagot, is destructive. We would say objectively there's some element of damage which is taking place. Taking apart a structure, it doesn't necessarily have to be destructive. It depends what your purpose is. Tosfos discusses this in the concept of kosher and matir. So a person makes a knot, so that's a malacha, making a knot. A person unties the knot, so you're removing something. It's an act of destroying something. On the other hand, it's not necessarily a destructive act in the sense of if you want to have a knot, that's destructive. If you want to have a rope to use, it's constructive. So it's not inherently something which is an act of removing something. It's an act of taking apart a structure, but it's not an act which is necessarily negative. So something which is an action which is inherently destructive is only going to be chayiv if we can convert it into something which is constructive. Something, on the other hand, which is pariv, so then as long as it's not a mekalkel, it's good enough to be chayiv. But that's one suggestion the Chronim have to understand this tosis. Again, so certain actions which are physically, they're an act of removing something which exists in a destructive way, tearing, erasing, etc. So then, to make those into B'chayim and Shabbos, we have to convert them into a positive act. Certain things, which are, even though they are removing something, so in a certain sense, they parallel the concept of mekalkel, but removing them, they do not remove them in necessarily a way which is inherently destructive, and therefore, in those situations, as long as it's not a destructive act, it's enough to be chayiv. The maisa is more choshev, and therefore we do not need to put a positive spin on it. As long as there is no negative spin, that's enough to be chayiv. There are much more to talk about mekalkel. Even though normally it's a putter, there might be exceptions to that concept. There's an opinion of the Gemara which says that there are certain malachas which even though they are mekalkel, they're going to be chayiv. And we have a machlokes b'shanim how we paskin in that regard, to look at those malachas as being exceptional or not. An assumption the way the Mishnah Berurah understands is we do not paskin like that, and we assume that the concept of mekalkel applies to all of the lamentes malachas. So if a person has heard that there's some malachas which are an exception, mekalkel doesn't apply. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon in the Gemara, and most poskim paskin like, in this regard, Reb Yehuda. that a mekalkel by these type of things is going to be potter. So we've touched on the points that, again, there's much more to talk about, but we touched on the point you wanted to cover with the concept of mekalkel, and we will move on to the other klolim of the Melachim Shabbos in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.